8:33 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show on a Thursday program. Welcome. Glad that you're here from the world's most beautiful city. Each and every Thursday morning, we have the good fortune to speak to our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen is with us. He just recently did the State of the City address. Substantially different than it was last year. I attended last year in a crowded ballroom, and it was a totally different story, but able to give the State of the City address. We welcome Mayor Bob Whalen this morning. Welcome, Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. Can almost see a clear little bit of blue in the sky out there instead of this gray we've been having. Maybe we'll get a decent day today.
Maybe so. We're crossing our fingers here. Your speech this past Tuesday night, you likened our challenges to what the nation faced after Pearl Harbor and the September 11th terror attacks. That's a big statement and not untrue at all. You really feel that, huh?
Yeah, and with the parallel that I saw there was really that, we were unprepared, right, in a sense, for World War II and 9/11. They were attacks, obviously, but we weren't really anticipating them. And the key, and we weren't anticipating this virus either, but the key there in those instances, and I think the key here, as I said, was, look, we've got dedication, determination, and discipline. Those are the three things, the three qualities of America that responded to those prior crises, and those are the ones that are going to get us through here. And I'm pleased to see that we're finally, making some progress, I think, through better discipline, right? Better mask wearing, better social distancing.
Right. You took the opportunity to thank the first responders, which let's take another opportunity and do that right now. Do you know if any of our firefighters have gone to fight fires in other parts of the state? And if so, how many?
We've had several crews out. One was out for almost a month, with the some of the lightning fires up north. They got called back. They arrived back here late one night. They were called out within a few hours to go out to one of the San Bernardino fires. So we have a wildland engine that the state of California pays for.
Right.
And the deal there is when we need you guys on wildfires, you'll send a crew in the truck. So they're going to be busy, I think, through the end of the year fighting, off and on in and out of town.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm telling our listeners, as you see them drive by in town, give them a good wave, give them some love, show them some love here. Recently, the council extended the promenade until January and has asked city staffers to return with a roadmap for it to remain long after the pandemic ends. What do you see the process looking like? How do you envision the process from when they come back with when the staffers return with a roadmap?
Yeah, well, I think they're coming back to us with a report in January. I know they're analyzing it now.
Right.
We'll have a public hearing because we do have to take input, and we want to take input. I think it's going to be overwhelmingly favorable to continuing it on a permanent basis, but there are some concerns that, some people who have different views, and we're going to need to hear those and take those into account. But as I said the other night, or said previously, I think the major effort will be to sit down with the Coastal Commission to say we want to extend this. By doing so, we're eliminating 46 parking places. And, what are we going to do for a solution on that? So that's going to, I think, be the major effort. I expect that, we'll see where we are with the pandemic. I expect that one alternative will be just to extend further the temporary use of it as we have now. We're currently, that's up in January, and maybe one option is we extend it for a few more months while we sit down with Coastal and figure out a longer term solution.
Okay. While you were talking the other night, it occurred to me that it must be really difficult that as you wrote your speech, is it hard to look forward because everything really depends on what the virus does over the next couple of months?
It is a little hard to look forward, but the message I was trying to convey is that, we finally have started getting our act together. We finally have developed some discipline, as a community. I did want to commend our businesses for working hard to follow the guidelines to reopen. And I think if we all continue down that path, and if we all do our part, you know, and you look around the world and you see other examples of this, we can begin the process of, you know, continuing to reopen on a gradual basis. Now, you know, will we get back to large group settings, you know, without a vaccine? Probably not. But we can get, you know, we can get schools reopened, I think, on a, you know, on a different kind of basis, you know, smaller groups, hybrids. So we can do this. We can move ahead. But you're right. I mean, we may, if things, the flu season comes and things compound and we start heading the other direction, you know, God forbid, we're going to have to dial it back again.
Right. Well, since you talked about flu season, and as we move into the fall and the winter, we know flu season is coming. Here currently, we've got 200 positive cases of COVID-19 locally and one death. We got our first death. Have you considered, or has any mayor in Orange County, really, I guess is the question, considered petitioning the Orange County Healthcare Agency for maybe rapid tests for restaurants and other high density winter risks, you know, months from now, a couple of months from now?
I would love to see more rapid tests. I mean, we do talk with the county. All the mayors talk with the county health officer on Fridays, and we talk about testing all the time. I think there, and we ask for more testing all the time. In particular, I think we've asked for, you know, better, broader testing for asymptomatic people. Right. And it's just not there yet. The resources aren't there. The tests aren't there. I mean, there are now, I guess, some rapid tests that I think maybe one or two of the companies got emergency use authorizations on for, you know, saliva tests. So I'd love to see that. I think, you know, I think more testing of both symptomatic and asymptomatic people is only going to be beneficial.
Right. I was talking with Dr. Anita Wong a couple of days ago about rapid testing, and she suggested that all restaurants should have it. You know, you make your reservation, they give you the rapid test, come back in 8 minutes, and your test will be ready. Your table, of course, won't be ready for an hour, but your test will be ready. But I think
exactly.
I think that might be an answer moving forward. Is you know, everybody stays safe. Everybody's on the same page of safety there. So yeah, thank you for continuing to check with the county, by the way. The trolleys, you're going to revisit whether to restore trolley service, and you're waiting till January to make that decision, based on the recommendations, of course, of the public health officials here at the county at the time. What's your gut? And I know the trolleys are expensive and there's not a lot of ridership, but they are important, and they do serve an important, they are valuable to some community members. What's your gut, and how do we strike a balance there?
I think we need to figure out a plan, if we can, to reopen them. We have to reopen them probably on a reduced capacity basis, you know, where people can still socially distance. I mean, it's not impossible to do that. Probably means taping off every other seat, you know, and entering one and exiting the other door. You know, I think you're right. I mean, especially the ones that run on Coast Highway. Are important, and they help. They actually, you know, in the summertime, they help, and they help our traffic situation.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can get, you know, to a point where we can reopen those on at least a limited capacity basis next spring.
Okay. All right. What are you looking forward to next week? What do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, we've got a meeting coming up. I think for once, Ed, you know, I don't think we have any dramatic big events on for the end. We got the undergrounding districts that I mentioned in my speech the other night, where for PCH and Bluebird Canyon, which again, I think from a fire safety standpoint, evacuation standpoint, those are very important. So the council will be asked to form those undergrounding districts. We'll get a budget update from a city manager, which he alluded to the other night in the State of the City. And, you know, I know we're all anxious to dig into the details of that and see how we're doing. I think the good news, the cautious message was, you know, we seem to be doing a little better than the worst case scenario. So that's not great, but it's better than the worst case scenario.
Right, right. And hospitality night definitely off?
Hospitality night as we know it will be off. Okay. I know the chamber and city staff have been working to, and I guess we're going to hear about that next week, too, to envision some, you know, smaller events kind of spread throughout the holiday season to, you know, still allow people to have a little bit of that holiday spirit without, you know, large and dangerous group meetings. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have in mind on that. They've been very creative thus far, you know, the chamber and the downtown merchants. And, you know, I think it'll spread throughout town. The HIP district, I'm sure, will do something too. So we'll find out ways to do it safely and still allow a little bit of holiday spirit.
Perfect. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ed. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, too. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.